Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth told the Ukraine Defense Contact Group that U.S. forces will not be part of a future peacekeeping mission in Ukraine. In his inaugural remarks to the 57-member defense alliance, he said the United States is committed to ending the war, but Europe must lead the effort. Hegseth: "We want, like you, a sovereign and prosperous Ukraine, but we must start by recognizing that returning to Ukraine's pre-2014 borders is an unrealistic objective. Chasing this illusionary goal will only prolong the war and cause more suffering. Based on that timeline, Ukraine should not expect to regain Crimea or much of its territory in the southeast that had been contested by Russian-backed separatists even before the current war began." Hegseth also said Ukraine will not be a NATO member at the end of the war. Ukraine applied to join the 32-member defense alliance in September 2022. Hegseth said, "The United States does not believe that NATO membership for Ukraine is a realistic outcome of a negotiated settlement. Instead, any security guarantee must be backed by capable European and non-European troops." Hegseth said those troops must be on a non-NATO mission and not covered under Article 5, which states an attack against one NATO member is an attack against all. Hegseth said his speech was an outline of President Trump's approach to the conflict, which he wants to end through diplomacy. "The priority is to bring Russia to the negotiating table through a pressure campaign that involves cutting off Vladimir Putin's main source of funding for his war machine, oil and gas exports." Hegseth said, "Lower energy prices, coupled with more effective enforcement of energy sanctions, will help bring Russia to the table." Hegseth also said, "President Trump is calling on NATO members to increase their annual defense spending to 5% of their GDP. Spending has been a point of contention between Trump and the alliance ever since his first term. Current NATO guidelines call for 2% defense spending. As of 2024, 8 of the 32 member nations were below that amount." Hegseth applauded nations for increasing their defense investment, like Poland, which now spends 5% of GDP. Following Hegseth's speech, British Defense Minister John Healey told him, "We hear you." Healey said, "We hear you. We hear your commitment to NATO, to Article 5, to a sovereign Ukraine, and to your defense partnership with Europe. We also hear your concerns. On stepping up for Ukraine, we are and we will. On stepping up for European security, we are and we will." The Ukraine Defense Contact Group is an alliance of 57 nations committed to Ukraine's defense through monetary and military donations. It is comprised of all 32 NATO member states and 25 other countries.